How do members of an organization live through major change well? This is a question at the heart of Mark chapter 9, our gospel reading for today. How do members of an organization live through major change well? This part of Mark's gospel is set between the transfiguration and the crucifixion. James, John, and Peter have literally been with Jesus to the mountaintop. They've had their mountaintop experience, a clear confirmation that Jesus is who he says he is. God has even spoken directly to the disciples. This is my son, my beloved. Listen to him. How often we long for such a clear confirmation from God to our mission and our decisions. Jesus, James, John, and Peter come off the mountaintop into a very public discipleship debacle. The rest of the disciples, or the members of the organization, were trying and failing to cast a demon out of a boy. It was a pretty public failure in front of the crowd and religious leaders. Sometimes it seems that not 2 minutes after our mountaintop experience, confirming our own call and direction, things begin to fall apart. Both the mountaintop experience and the disintegration of the old are part of the transformation that's taking place. The center no longer holds. A new center is emerging, but as yet it is unseen, unfelt, unexperienced. In the midst of destabilizing transformation, it's good to find solid ground. What can we really stand on? What is our authentic self? It's good to bring the vertical and the horizontal dimensions of life into balance. Jesus does this by taking the disciples back through Galilee. This is their home ground. He's taking the disciples into a contemplative place where they could be by themselves and where they could be themselves. He helps them bring the vertical and the horizontal dimensions back into balance. What can we do to encourage spiritual groundedness and community during our own times of great transformation? Jesus did this because the disciples had to deal with some very hard truths. As it says in verse 31, the human one, the Son of Man, is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. And 3 days after being killed, he will rise again. The members of the organization, in this case, the disciples, were about to go through a very major change. Their leader would die in a way that was also a pretty public failure. The Jesus organization, as they knew it, would be publicly humiliated, broken, scattered, and beaten down. For all intents and purposes, the Jesus movement would die, and many of its individual members with it. One thing leaders do during deep transformation is to intentionally choose their role. What kind of leader is needed to lead the community now? Are the leaders to be midwives, light bearers, solid rocks, waymakers? Which of these is our own call in how we offer leadership? What do our communities need in this time of deep transformation? Jesus delivers the hard truth of what is coming. The disciples can't understand. The change is happening too fast. Sometimes our psyches can't take in the speed of change. And we don't want to ask questions because talking about it only makes it more real. It's easier to talk about how to reform the system than to face squarely into its collapse. Perhaps the disciples are arguing on the way about who can find a moderate middle that will help them slide through the change without too much personal cost. Maybe they're asking, who will be really great at leading us through this? But the longer we hide from reality, the more difficult it is to engage into that reality and learn who we are to be in the great transformation. As Pope Francis teaches us, realities are more important than ideas. There is a constant tension here, he says, but in the end, realities simply are, whereas ideas have to be worked out. Jesus then leads the disciples to Capernaum. He takes them inside the house, perhaps back to the home of Peter's family. This is their inner sanctum of safety. He takes them back into the womb. And Jesus intentionally chooses his role. I want to suggest that he chooses the role of Mother Wisdom feeding her children. These disciples will need the experience of someone who has been radically torn open in the act of giving birth to something new. These disciples will need less of the masculine forms of power and more of the feminine forms of power. They will need to be less like rocks and more like rivers. Traditionally, we are taught that Jesus assumes a position of the authoritative teacher, the rabbi. He sits in the chair with the disciples at his feet. But what if we imagine this is not a chair as in a small throne, but more a chair as in a birthing stool? Lady Wisdom is guiding, teaching, pouring herself out. Jesus, as Lady Wisdom, takes an infant child into his arms and to his breast, saying, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not only me, but the one who sent me." When we are staring at the ashes of the cross, we need to know what kind of foundation to lay to build again. Jesus says, when it all burns down, you can start again by putting a child or a slave or a widow or an accused woman or a leper or a blind man at the center in your arms and build out from there. You will find these foundational people in every place and in all times. This is how you begin again in Jesus' name. There is a Shinto community in Japan that burns down its temple every 20 years. But the process of rebuilding begins years before the fire. The choosing of trees for wood, the training of apprentices in building techniques, the preparing of the foundation of the new shrine. This community is always preparing for the end of this particular shrine and for the building of the new one. In this way, the community has practiced resilience in the face of major change for more than 1,300 years. This is how members of community live through major change well. Today, all of us are living in a great transformation. The old is falling away. A new center is emerging. Let us draw closer to one another and find new ways of building that put Jesus's foundational people at our center. Let us be intentional about choosing our leadership role. Let Lady Wisdom teach us how to come through this process of dying and rising, our own great transformation, and to come through it well, and to come through it in the name of Jesus. Amen.